This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant Danny 106.7 The Fan. Jamal Collier at 11:30. Get an update from a guy who was at the Nats workout yesterday. It's called into the show throughout the year and has covered that team brilliantly all season long. We're going to go to the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines and take your Nats calls at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. This segment, the playoffs are 2 days away. There is no excuse for you guys not to give us a shout and get pumped up for the postseason right now on Grant and Danny. No one's going to cover the Nats playoff run better than we will on this station, better than we will on this show. We've been doing it all year long, and we're upping the ante. We're going to Chicago, to Wrigley Field, for the division series. We'll be at every game at Nationals Park. We are even volunteering to do pregame shows ahead of the official pregame with Charlie and Dave in the first pitch of each Nationals contest during this division series. So, Danny, I think I know where you're going with this, but you got three options here. How much different do you feel about this series? A little bit different? Medium difference, high degree of difference about this series and concern without Max Scherzer. Where you at?
High degree of difference. That's if, let's say, the John Heyman's report, I guess, I don't know if other people have it or not, but that Max is targeting game three, the Nationals, the Max, and the Maximals, I almost said. Nats and Max are saying game three in Chicago on Monday. That's the time he'll pitch in this series. That changes the dynamic for me. You had an advantage, you no longer have it. With all due respect to the years that Gio Gonzalez has had and the career that Tanner Roark has had, that's not the same. It's just not the same as having the best pitcher on the planet right now, this minute, available to you twice in the series. You just reduced it by 50%. To me, this is, I don't want to say a game changer, but pretty much. This is absolutely massive that you don't have it anymore.
You can agree that the game one difference is not all that large. In the sense that, and I don't mean Scherzer's not better than Strasburg, he is. Stras pitched once in the playoffs against the Giants and it wasn't particularly good. One of them has proven himself, for whatever this is worth, as a quote-unquote big-game guy. The other one has shrunk in some of those moments. I'd rather have Scherzer than Strasburg. But Strasburg pitching a game one is not odd. You paid that guy $175 million.
He start game one for 25 teams, probably, 26 teams.
Absolutely. Not a problem. Game two, when Max would be scheduled to pitch because of this injury, to me is where, if you want to call it a problem, begins.
Mm-hmm.
That is where Gio Gonzalez will be pitching, or Tanner Roark will be pitching, very likely Gio, a game or two ahead of where they should have been throwing. That's where you need Scherzer. And the big problem, and you're using math, and I like that, I'm just anecdotally kind of stating, Scherzer's lack of availability for a fifth game if he doesn't go in the first two games, and you're saying, basically, you're getting 50% of what you would have gotten for him had he have been able to go in one of the first two games if there is a game five. But you're on the extreme end of this. One way to look at this is game one's not a big difference. Game five, there's a real good chance they don't get to anyway, win or loss.
Yeah.
I mean, they've played game fives 2 out of 3 times because it seems like that's what they do. But the vast majority of division series don't go 5 games anyway. So really, we're talking about a smaller difference potentially than we're making it out to be. Kyle is in D.C. How do your feelings about the division series change sans Scherzer in game one?
Grant, I'm agreeing with you there that I don't think we get to a game five, or I surely hope we don't. But for me, I'd rather have Stras and then Gio pitch in D.C. Gio's got, D.C. fans behind him, and then you're throwing Max out there for game one in Chicago. So game three in Chicago, that's going to be the hardest game for us to win. And you want to pitch Gio and Roark? I would much rather see Max and Roark or Max and Gio over in Chicago than without one of our big boys being Stras or Max. But
okay,
I am worried,
this,
gentlemen.
Kyle, let me ask you this. What if they're down 0-2 going to Chicago and you haven't thrown Scherzer yet and you were able to? I mean, haven't you failed yourself at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I want Scherzer going game one. But the thing is if he's not ready, he's not ready, right? I mean, I've been talking to fan groups and stuff like that, and they're telling me that I'm overreacting, but this is Max Scherzer.
It's Max Scherzer, dude.
Well, we had 4 days before game one, and people were like, oh, it's not a big deal.
I agree with you completely. It's a good phone call, Kyle, and you're 100% correct.
So he's making the best of a bad situation. In other words, he's going, hey, here's – but you would never strategically do this. I understand his point. Well, if you had the druthers and maybe you're in Chicago for the first couple, you'd want Max there, tougher environment, et cetera, et cetera. You would never select Max Scherzer to pick game three because it's tougher at Wrigley Field.
Couple of splits for you on Gio. Gio at home this year, 2.76 ERA. On the road, 3.12. He was better at home than on the road. However, his average against on the road, 208. His average against at home, 226.
I mean, great both places, but 208 on the road. Who knew?
He was harder to hit on the road against lefties this year. Again, he's a left-handed pitcher. 47 innings, had a 1.5 ERA against righties. A 3.40 ERA. So you start to look at the Cubs lineup, how that slates, how that fits. We can get more into the managerial matchup. I mean, Joe Maddon is arguably the best manager in baseball. That's something I'm pretty concerned about. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk about Dusty Baker's contract status and his future with the Nationals, whether or not he's earned a contract right now or you wait till after the playoffs. The Nats lost the managerial battle in the playoffs last year. No shame. Dave Roberts is a really good manager, and he was the manager of the year in the NL. But I'm worried about the X's and O's and the mixing and matching. This is the first big decision that's got to be made. Let's go to Chip and Burke. Hey, Chip, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Going back to the last series that we had, no matter who's pitching, we have to hit and we have to score runs. But given that Scherzer's a little bit gimped up and we don't have a definitive call yet, I would say exactly what Kyle did. I would want to pitch Gonzalez in game two at home. The stats bear it out. And if he gets a little bit of positive momentum going and doesn't freak out on the mound, the home crowd will carry him, and you could then have Scherzer ready to go in game three and potentially seal the deal in Chicago.
It'd be delightful if it works out that way, obviously.
Tanner Roark really struggled on the road this year. Now, a lot of his numbers are down wherever he pitched because he just wasn't as good. In the second half, he was much better. But he had an ERA over 5 on the road. I should say at home. He struggled at home this year. He was better 4.26 on the road. So take that for whatever it's worth. But his batting average was about 25 points lower against away from Nats Park than at home. So that's the kind of guy that I think game 4 feels right for me. If Scherzer can go game 3, he would go game 4, and Gio would be the choice in game 2 at home.
So that game 4 to me, because you got a day off in between before game 5, that's the who's available. That's Johnny Holstaff type stuff right there.
Starts, though.
Yeah, Roark's going to start, and I bet you goes to the lineup maybe 1.5 times.
Henry's an only. Hey, Henry.
Henry.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
I wanted to say I think the pitching staff knows what they're doing, and they're going to play the guy that's healthy and the best guy to start this series. And having a healthy Scherzer come in a couple games later is better than having a Scherzer start the first game and he's not ready. And secondly, I just wanted to comment that I think our balance is really good this year with the pitching and the bats. I think we're both very good and that they complement each other well.
Agreed. Thank you. Just looked it up, by the way. Roark pitched once this year against the Cubs. It was at Wrigley Field. And he pitched into the 7th.
I thought he threw well that game, if memory serves.
6 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs for Roark at Wrigley Field, which was really impressive. Gio pitched at home against the Cubs, went 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 8 strikeouts in his only start against Chicago.
That was, God, I'm trying to remember back, but I think that was when he was just
shoving.
He was awesome. Was that in June?
But there you go. That's one really good home start for Gio against the Cubs, one really good road start for Roark against the Cubs. Maybe that makes the decision a little bit easier. Jamal Collier joins us next. We'll get some insider details on some of the planning for Mike Rizzo and Dusty Baker next. We promised you a heavy Nats hour. We are delivering on Grant and Danny, your home for Nationals playoff baseball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.